can't believe what you heard about me. It's the magic for me, they keep trying to reach me. It's the magic for me, I make them weak till they run insane. So get me lit on a weed day. I'm on the way, I'm always on a display. And I'ma shut them all down on a D-Day. It's my time, so put me on a replay.
Yes, Montreal.
But I really want rest. Even though, bro, I can let you go. But I really want show that you really can test me. Even on the days when they try to arrest me. But you live a lie, there's no way you can get me. Piss them off, they lock me up in a celly. Then they shock them when they see me on the telly. You know, I'm a vibe and I run, it is usual. I the only come around just to make it. And I can shake things, but I break it. You name it, boy. I won't care for the things that you do. I could turn, let everyone try me. Cause you're never gonna get what's for me. Yeah.
Fans of the one of Thames, you don't know. She have a new album out. Make sure you go out there and get it. She have one up the road. There's some music going a full circle. Let me say reggae music, black people music, Haitian music, African music, and the music. You don't know the things that say. People, we're going to pay some bills, and when we come back, it's all about more reasoning, more energy, more vibe. You don't know, we have none other than Mark Henry, president of the Jamaica Association. We're going to be reasoning with him, so just stay tuned. We're going to pay some bills, and when we come back, it's all about roots rock reggae. Overnight vibes, the only party on radio.
Mango Bay, where the food is good. Oh.
Hi, my name is Singing Melody.
That's right.
And you must be wondering why I sound so good.
Oh, yeah.
It is 20 years of eating good and eating right with Mango Bay.
Good!
This is Lukey D. Real food you want, come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and all right.
This is Lukey D. Real food you want, come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and
Peter, well equipped and play the latest. We're dangerous. You know, it's a singing piece, dangerous musically. We ain't want to see that.
And black a kill black, how that? Fighting one another, we're not the same color we got. Black a kill black, how that? Black man don't get caught in a Babylon trap. Bless the love, this is Warrior King, the Black Emperor. It's all about roots, rock, reggae, with Singing P and the crew. Big up yourself, this is Warrior King, Rastafari.
Yo, this is Pushable Spipe, and right now you're listening to Roots Rock Reggae with Singing P and the crew on CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal, Canada. Keep the fire burning.
Peter, well equipped and play the latest. We're dangerous. You know, it's a singing piece, dangerous musically. We ain't want to see that. And the whole crew.
Just some little words. Yeah, all you're saying. A nation without any history is like a tree without roots. That kind of tree could never bear no fruit.
dance abroad, you got to learn to dance a yard. Self-empowerment don't even cost a cent.
Hey, myself.
Just some little words of wisdom to lead your minds to freedom. Oh, yeah. Just some little words. Oh, yeah. All you're saying. A nation without any history is like a tree without roots. That kind of tree could never bear no fruit. No. Before you dance abroad, you got to learn to dance a yard. Self-empowerment don't even cost a cent. Hey.
Yo.
Just some little words of wisdom to lead your minds to freedom.
Oh, yeah. You don't know it's all about the reasoning.
Just some little words of wisdom.
Once a big up to all of the people right now, check in.
To lead.
Remember, spread the word.
Freedom.
Tell them it's all about www.cklt.ca.
Expect any handout.
It's all about the World Wide Web link.
Yourself.
Remember.
Your shoulder to the wheel, then I'm sure you.
If you have a smartphone, remember you can tune in. You know?
Just learn it.
Tune in app is there.
Free, so you can better know yourself.
Just search for CKT.
Emancipate yourselves from men.
You don't know, you just click that play button and everything live. Bro.
Just some little words of wisdom.
You don't know, say if you're on the IG page. It's all about Jamrock Publishing.
Your mind's too free.
Jamrock Record Publishing.
Oh yeah. Just some little words of wisdom. Oh well. To lead your minds to freedom.
No sir. Yes. You don't know, sir. At them time, you know. What going on, Mr. Boom? What going on, Brother Cliff? What going on, Colin, the man? Everything good? How was you guys' weekend, man? How was it? 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 How was it?
Yeah, 1, 2, boom. Good morning, Sir P. You understand, man?
Yeah, man, everything blessed.
Yes, Mr. Henry, sir. Good to see you, sir, in the building, sir. Baba, rah, rah, you bring a camera. Special occasion, I guess, because the place is here.
I want to go on.
Yeah, he's Mr. Jacobs.
Yeah, that I go on.
That I go on. Baba, bring him on to the thing tonight, you know? I want to big up everybody out there on the streets, you know what I'm saying, to all the overnight workers who have to work during the holidays and stuff like that, you know. I want to big up all the sexy, sexy ladies over there, all the head nurses. We don't forget you guys all the time, you know what I'm saying to you. So big up everybody, as long as you're working and you're doing something positive, you know what I'm saying to you. Say if you have to deal with the other side, just don't hurt no one while you're doing it, you know what I'm saying to you. And keep it jiggy. Yeah, CKUT 90.3, you know what I'm saying, to the people station. Boom!
Yes, boom. So how was your week? And?
Well, boy... I don't know. I can't complain. You know me singing. I don't know what to complain about because it's just part of life. You know, whatever has happened, I'm just happy to be alive. That's the key. And, you know, everything is good. My family's okay. And what did I do this week? I just hang out of the place.
Yeah, I know. You were in the center there. I heard you were in the center somewhere.
I was.
You were in the center town.
Yeah, I was downtown Fielding the other day.
Okay.
Downtown Fielding, you know. When I pass by Fielding, there's always different energy, you know what I'm saying to you? You know, so I can stop around the corner, I talk to some younger guys, and you know what I'm saying to you, then I go around the corner, I can talk to Ms. Yvonne. So it's a different vibe for me, you know. So I stop here and the people I'm talking to is a different kind of, you know, flow. When I go around the corner, I have a different flow, you know what I'm saying to you? So I stop there sometime when I finish work earlier, just, you know, just to pass by and say hi, you know, especially on Fridays, because I think what happened, okay, they're cooking some pork down there, singing Pete. I know, so the pork thing, though, Mustafa had a pork on Friday down there, so that
way I say.
Yeah, they have some pork down there,
so how much a pound? How much a pound?
Well, I buy the plate. So
I buy the plate.
I pay $10 a plate. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Look at thing I go on. So let me just do the thing, and you know. So I just like to hang out there, not too long. I can't stay in the work long. So I hang there for a few minutes, and you know, and after, you know, that's what Dougie's corner. You know, what I said to you.
Oh yeah.
A Barclay corner that. Barclay corner that. You know. You know,
okay.
You have Miss Yvonne, Miss Walkley on one street. They have Dougie corner.
Oh boy.
You understand? You have Dungtown Fielding.
Wow.
You understand, man? Said to you. So it's a good environment, and also, and the people over there, they're just cool. They're cool. So
right.
You know, I just like to pass through and just spend a few minutes and cut. You know what I'm saying to you.
See it there.
So, you know, that's how it is, you know. Lonely. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? It's lonely at the top singing piece, real.
Well, you know, winter's coming, and I'm keep telling you, you have to fix that, you know.
Well, I got some Thanksgiving dinner today. So somebody brought me Thanksgiving dinner today, you know what I'm saying to you? You know, somebody brought me beers, and the next person brought me the food, so I was, like, happy with all that, you know what I'm saying to you? So I got to thank God for those things. And yeah, thanks for the dinner and everything, you know what I'm saying to you? So I know they brought me, you know, like the turkey neck. You know, the turkey neck had a key to the whole of the turkey, you know. So I'm going to get a turkey neck. And you understand?
So what is it? A strangling later.
Yo. Yeah. Yo, strangling right away. Can you see them all cut at me? I say, yo, give me a 2 minute now.
I say, well, easy. Yo, but easy. So what do you say? Something for something.
Somebody just wake up. Somebody, oh God, 12 after one.
So you definitely I give thanks, man.
Yeah, man, good. Definitely I give thanks, man. You know what I'm saying to you? My boss, he would call me today, tell me happy Thanksgiving. Some of those times, to him and his ears. You know what I'm saying to you? So I enjoy myself singing, but I can't complain. Things I'm doing, you know, no complaints. Got a big man, I go box me. Someone want to box me, so thank him for everything and the people. You know what I'm saying? I see, sometimes I do things.
Yeah.
If it's not the people, you can't do nothing, you know, G. You understand what I'm saying to you? So
sure.
Well, I thank the people, you know what I'm saying to you, for letting me slide through the system and such forth. You understand the things that I'm doing? That people jump on board sometimes to give me a hand, you know what I'm saying, too? So that's what people are doing their things. I'm willing to jump on board to give them their hand because I get a lot of help sometimes, you know what I'm saying, too, where other people don't get the help. So I'm here to help if you can, you know what I'm saying? If your stuff is not too dangerous, you can call me. All right? Boom.
All right. Brother Cliff, I tell you, say, you really come on tonight. I want to go on. Eh? Yeah, you say, a crusade I go on tonight?
No. First of all, you have to bless the Lord, you know, people. See? You have to bless the Lord and give him thanks. And anything you want to do in life, you know, put him first.
Yeah.
And thanks to Mr. Mark Henry, you know, to take up the challenge, you know. Yeah. Respect to that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So how was your little week now?
Oh, beautiful. Thank God again, too. No, sir. Well, you know, singing P. I really thank you very much, you know. I give a hand there with the food there Saturday. But to tell you the truth, you know, yes, me I observe Scrooge and the ladies, them and your wife and mother-in-law. I share the goat, you know. I mean, they have 5 night plate.
Yeah.
I mean, just after 10 minutes, you know, pee, we get all of it and start dance, and the church people them love that. I'm say, bless the Lord. Yeah, man. Well, I have a wonderful time.
Yeah,
anytime,
wonderful.
Man. Anytime, my brother.
Yeah, man, we give thanks, you know?
Yeah, man, it was, you know, it was nice, you know? And as what Joseph said, you know, you have to give thanks, you know? I am just doing my little part in the community, you know, to help someone, you know? And people, when they feel down and this and whatever you're not going through, you know, just give a little prayer to the Lord. Because look upon me, you know, go through my little thing. And thanks to Mr. I got a wedding. Bobo asked if I wedding me. I go, bless the Lord. Hey, you know, the president, you know, say, you have to look sharp, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yes, man.
You have to represent.
You know, and Miss Molly, big up to yourself, you know. A job well done and the kids, you know. And as I say, I make a pledge, you know. At least once a month, I go give you a call and see how the kids and the family are doing, you know. I know you're listening, you know. Happy Thanksgiving to each and everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, you see, like, you know, everything nice with you, car. You know, you look
you
like...
You don't see the suit?
Yeah, man. Let me not tell you, let me see the suit, man. Let me not want to...
I wore my work for the next president, you know, because he bring up himself, the last president, and I said suit, you know. I'm bringing a new president, and I said suit, you know. So, you know, be a wonder what I'm going, you know. Be careful, yeah, Mark.
Mark, I go to you, man.
Wait, answer, man.
You know, I want to go with
Brother Cliff. Brother Cliff, you don't want Brother Cliff? Before we even move further, let's bust our word of prayer.
Yes, man. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this moment, Lord. Father, we give you thanks to wake up each and every one, God. All those who are in mourning. Remember the Clifton family, Lord, who they lost, the wife, they lost their son. God, we know we have to travel that road. And God, remember us tonight, God. We're going to go into a discussion with the president. And God, we put you first in anything we do, any planning. We put you first because if we want to be successful, we have to have you first, Lord. And Lord, we give you thanks to each and every one that's going to take in part. Let us be a blessing unto you. And your grace and mercy will follow each and every one. Everybody, family, love we are dealing with. Love one another. Respect each other. And I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, man, I eat that, you know? Yeah, man, well, you don't know, just keep doing what you're doing, you know, because I want to say, it seems like you're putting a lot of work in, you know, the community.
Yeah, man.
And, you know?
It's because, as you know, I don't know my story now. Homeless, and you know, God raised me up. Sleeping in the church, you know, people, for 3 years. And boy, sometimes it's rough, but you know, I have faith. And no, God has blessed me. So, right after I leave, you know, Roots Rock Reggae, I get a little nap. I'm going to volunteer at the homeless, you know. Go share food again, singing Pete. So, you start me off Saturday. Bless the Lord!
What do you remember, you know? I want to tell you, you know. I want to say, I don't know if it's fear, is it fear for me to say, you have to give me a little thing, you know? You have to. No, 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 I'm going to give you a little thing. Why? I'm going to give you a little thing, you know. Hear yeah, what the man say? The man learned something, you know. And he might go wake up early in the morning again, you know.
Yes.
So you see what? Him get a new start again.
Yeah,
take on a new journey.
Yeah, man. Yes, Boom. Non-profit, yes. Yeah.
No, man, but you what,
no? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes.
No, sir. Yeah.
Get a fire. Well, that is,
yeah, easy, though.
No.
But you remember, sir, I'm glad you just love what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, man, love just it from the heart, night, you know? Respect yeah, to people, and a lot of people out there in the community, you know, going through a hard time. And even the president, Mark, can, you know, defend that, you know. But you were shy. But I said to the Lord, I'm going to give back. He's really blessing me. You know, see the suit. Bubba asked if I wouldn't marry him. He said, bless the Lord.
Yeah, man, Brother Cliff, go dig up him suit, you know. You think, no, yeah, man. Brother Cliff, you know.
Yeah, man.
You're not a problem tonight, you know. In Bubba, you ain't a problem, you know.
Hey, a couple weeks ago, P.
Where your suit, there, Bubba? Where your suit, there? Where your suit?
Singing P.
Yeah.
You know me, Zaman, right?
Yeah.
Sorry,
stand up on the side. Go by your side. Go by your side. The
video. Yeah, sorry, that's why, yeah. Oh, well, Singing P, this is my suit. Everyday dressing, you know, this is how I dress. It's not a style. It's a belief in my culture.
Mm.
And my weekend Singing P was, well, Saturday, I had the privilege of going up and seeing Miss Ann Carlton. And I also met Peter, who was the owner of Doreen's, Saturday. And we had a little reasoning, and he says everything's good. He was waiting for the bus to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Ann said, you know, she really enjoys us with the show, and she would like you to play some Dennis Brown. So I know you're listening to Miss Ann, so big up yourself and big up the whole Victoria Massives out there. You know, I was up there Saturday, holding the reason with Ghost and Kadrian and Carlton, the whole crew. We just, you know, sat down and had fun just talking and reasoning, and it was good, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, they are circle, man. That's good.
Yeah.
You're circling.
Yep.
All right. But big up yourself and keep circling. Yeah. Don't stop circling, you know?
No problem.
All right. Big up Miss Ann Uptown, Kajan, the whole crew Uptown, Ghost. Yeah, man, Carlton. Him still in the fashion?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah, I just want to make sure. Yeah, man. Well, you don't know, sir, the moment we've been waiting for, you know what I mean? The wait is over. I don't know, so I want to say big up to everybody right now. We're logging right now. Remember, you know, the phone line is open. 514-448-4013. You know what I mean? I don't know, can text me, you know. 514-575-7082. Any question I want to ask the president, don't I can text it to me. and I will deliver it. All right? So you don't know the things that people, right about now, without further delay, seeing, I want to say welcome, Mr. President. How you doing, sir?
Love and hate can never be fair. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of my life.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Don't know where it is. Yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man. Big up singing to you. Don't know how long.
You don't need to play no more Dennis Brown. Be like. Miss Anne get
well,
her fix.
Yeah, Miss Anne wants Dennis Brown. Dennis Brown is actually my favorite singer. You know, so them man and the association know anytime they about them need to play that song, they love and hate, because it tells so much about coming together. But first, let me just say thank you guys for having me tonight, Singing P.
Yeah, man.
You know, I want to big up the work that you do every night. I mean, I do a couple nights at Bachelor, and I'm up listening to your program, and it's a lot of work and sacrifice. I'm here sitting down, falling asleep. And a lot of people don't understand the kind of work and the crew, yeah, you guys coming out, supporting. Yeah, it's a great community thing you guys doing, providing us with that type of entertainment.
Yeah.
So that to get through the tough days and the tough mornings and the winter days, and the, you know, it's really, really good work. So I want to commend you for 20 years doing that. You know, may the Lord continue to bless and bless what you do, man. Yeah, and man, the place you do it in.
Yeah, yeah, man, I want to listen, I want to work, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to listen, sometimes, you know, the people them take it for granted, but the funny thing is, when they're not here, they want to know how I go on.
Yeah.
I like that.
True, true.
The man say, I want to go on, okay, yeah, we're not here, the man them tonight. So we know, so they appreciate love it, you know, so we give thanks anyway.
Yeah, and I also want to take the time to, on behalf of the association, the board and the members, wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. As I said, my message today, I do a video message to the membership every day that we really got to, especially now with what the world has been going on every, you know, last 2.5 years, we really got to take in every moment, the breath that we breathe right now, you know, when it leaves our body, it never comes back. And so, you know, you really got to appreciate the people and the things like tonight that make we who we are, and really, really express that and let them know how much you appreciate them. And so I want to wish everybody, not just in our community, but the entire our community at large, a very happy, blessed, and safe Thanksgiving.
Yes. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Yeah, man, bless up, you know.
All right. Well, just before we go into the reason, you know, we just lost, what would I say now? No? We just lost
hero.
A hero. We lose a Don. We lose a visionary, a missionary, a dignitary. Art of distinction. Former president of the Jamaica Association of Montreal, Mr. Noel Alexander. I mean, just before we go into the reason, when you get that call that we lose him, you know, what was the feel like?
Well, I've been in touch with, as I said in my my tribute.
Yeah.
Ever since I took on the mandate, I wanted to, in my way, kind of bring the association back to the members.
Mm.
That's really something. Mr. Alexander was a man of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Love him or hate him, he was a man of the people.
True.
Funny thing is, over 30 years ago, when I was doing my thing in the streets, you know, he was one of those guys who every now and then would tell me just to, you know, get back in order. And then, you know, even later on, coming back to the association as a vice president. So I took on the mandate. One of the things I did, I reached out to him at least once per month. One, to check in and see how he's doing. And number two, to kind of, you know, pull from that resource of thoughts and experience and the greatness that he had. Mm-hmm. And so coming down to the last days, and you know, I've been in touch with him. And when he got COVID and he went back home, you know, I spoke to him. Then I went to the hospital. I went to visit him, actually, the week prior. And I don't know, something just... Singing, you know, my mother still. I looked upon her face when they're going through their last days. I saw that, so I called as much people as I could. I said, you know, it's time to go talk to him. I was spending the time with him and talking to him. He was happy to see me, and he was just not. And I knew that, you know, Lord was definitely going to call him home. So, you know, we were all crushed, and, you know, we lost a great, great, great man. And until you start talking to Miss Alexander on some different level, you really got, you know, everybody know him as Prezi and, you know, community man. But the mind that this guy had, the things that he did and wanted to do and maybe didn't get a chance to accomplish it over the 30-something years, it's incredible. So my vision now is to continue to execute some of those visions that he had. Mm. And some of the things that you guys will see at the association, I don't want to take credit for all of that. It's by talking to him, getting the guidance. Sometimes, you know, you need to do that. You need to respect those who had done it before. I mean, I came to the organization that was already built. And, you know, I continued to lean on him. And some of the things that we talked about, I would always go to him and kind of, you know, see what his thoughts were on that. And so we lost a great man. And, again, I want to send out my condolences to Molly. We did, you know, make sure we supported her right through the entire process. And, you know, we'll continue to do that.
Yeah, man. I'm kind of love that still, because it takes... You know, just talking about Mr. Alexander, I kind of feel a way. You see what I say? Because I know he's a great, great, great man. You know what I mean? And a lot of people didn't even realize the vision. You know what I mean? But I'm glad to say you have a reason.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, you stay close to him. Because remember, you know, he have a lot, as you say, in his mind. And when you can reason with him, and his response, you can know so well, you know, if you're on the right path or not. Yeah, man.
Great man. One of the greatest men that I've ever met. And I'm not just saying that because I'm here.
No, but you're right.
I had a chance in the position as a president to talk to the man. I mean, I tell you, the man, mine. It blew my mind.
Yeah, man.
Don't ever say I come all the way from England, you know.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very intelligent man. A lot more than people think. People remember the things that he did for the man in the street.
Mm.
But to run an organization like Jamaica Association and to make the networking and to create the relationship with the police force that he did. You remember back in the day of justice?
Mm.
It's a greatness, man.
Yeah, man. He's a great man, man. I'm not lying to you. Just the fact that, you know, boy, I don't know. I have a weakness to when it comes to me, the Danny.
Yeah.
The Danny have me a way still, isn't it?
Yeah,
man. I'm not lying to you. He's a man of a real respect still. No matter what, you know, as you said, him think tall. But anyway, condolences to the family once again and to the community and to the members. You know, we lost a great one.
Yeah.
Now, who is Mark Henry now?
Well, you know, coming from a long way still, you don't know, grew up in the Vineyard Town, the Mountain View one. Come here when I was 16, but now the 80s. You know, my mom grew up in the church, kind of lost my way. And when I came up, you know, it was, you know, Pastor McKenzie's church. It was a very strict over there and kind of proper still. And, you know, kind of lost my way. Actually, I always tell the story of Mr. Justice. It's a man where, you know, we find yourself in a little place and the man that they look out for me still. So I never forget that. Respect to your boom. Is that what I say? And so we come from a long way and decided that, you know, we need to make a change because the life was going into a place where it was either death or destruction, literally. And had a chance to kind of resurrect, build back my family, got 3 beautiful kids, a wife, and to a place where after 20 years building a professional life also, when the call came from Mr. Alexander that he wanted to retire, he was really concerned, you know, about having a great, you know, successor to what they had built, not just him. Because I don't want to just give the credit to him. He had a great team. Behind every great man is a great, great team. And it's one thing I preach at the association team. And, you know, we came back at that time. I recognized Mr. Michael Smith at that time, more experienced than me. I'd been away for a couple of years. And kind of stepped back a little bit just to learn the organization, to really get the pulse of the people again. And so when Mr. Smith stepped down 2 years ago, I decided to step in the role. And I'm thankful for that opportunity. that the membership afforded that, and I don't want to ever forget about that, because the same people that put you in, the same people will put you out. You understand what I'm saying?
I better believe it.
That was the part. That's what I said. Yeah, man. So great. So that's kind of who I am. A man of faith, man. A man of you know. I say that, you know, through a relationship with Christ that have brought me in a different direction. But I'm tell you, sir, you know, I'm gonna find my place in a dark place where you don't know the man up on the street where they are going with still, and you know, for come back which part were they? 20 odd years later. But they lose everything, brother. You know, end up in that jail and a bag of things still. But God is good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man is great, you know. So,
well,
that's Brother Mark Henry in a nutshell. You don't know, before me move on, who me said the other day? Road Warrior. So you want to know Mark Henry? You know, them with the technique sound from Plasmina. The man him a kill with some dub plate in that place, you know.
Yeah.
A man them come and beat up plate. I mean, I said, Conroy, I said, what are you going to do now? Because you don't know, Gertie. You know, so the first man put a mic on a melody, though.
Yeah.
And the man them a cue it up plate. And I mean, I said, yeah, let me get them out. I mean, take me, come to me. I got to put your sign around me. It was meant to be. And I'm also glad I found you every day. Gotta have a sign around me. And then the bitch, how are you murderer? How are you gangster? And if I, hey, I'll be a gunshot that place. Remember that there? The place mash up. Yeah, man, big up technique. Conroy, Rowan, Talis, the whole crew. See me? Yeah, my Otis, the whole man, the middle man. So that's Mark Henry. I know, you know, singing for Christ, gospel singer, do some reggae gospel thing. So that's me still in a nutshell, you know.
All right. Well, as the president, you know, of the Jamaica Association currently, you know, you've been in office, what, 2 years now?
2 years now. Actually coming up for running for a second term in December. So it's only 2 year terms, right? And the maximum allowed is 3 2-year terms. So
I think it's a 4 year you're running.
No man. I'm not the president of Canada, United States and Prime Minister, man. No.
Oh, okay. Only so 2 years. Coming up in December.
Yeah, man.
It
went fast. And actually, it's 2 years to the day that I came, when I just got elected. I spent some time with you guys. So it's been 2 years since I've been back.
So it's
a great time to come back and maybe answer some question. And one of the things we preach at the association is transparency. We want the organization to be extremely transparent. Again, it belongs to the people. And, you know, any question, any thoughts, any concern, you know, we make sure we put it out there. We answer them, so.
No, I'm more of an ask, you know, is, well, I didn't realize there are 2 years already, but now I'm to you. And that's, yeah, the COVID kind of.
I was just going to say, the COVID kind of makes it
just
went by fast.
So, on your two years, on your term, in a way, did you get to accomplish what you really wanted to with that major game plan? I would tell us some of the game plan that you had in mind that you really want to accomplish within the 2 years.
Well, one of the things, the main thing that I wanted to do is, I see the Jamaican Association of Montreal is a big organization.
Mm-hmm.
And until you get in that seat, you don't really understand the how big the organization is, from the programs, the services. I mean, we talk about the food banks, the Young Mothers Program, the Footstep Program. We have our programs for helping through the mental health. We have after school. We have, there's so many things going on, especially during the COVID. Mm-hmm. We were extremely active. We applied for a lot of grants, and we're putting on a lot of events for the elderly, buying iPads and putting on programs, dance program, cooking programs. I mean, it seems like every day the organization, we never shut down. I think last month we reached almost $200,000 worth of food that we've served over the last 2 years, I believe. A lot of food. Every Thursday you come, Friday, I want to give lots of shout out to Sharon Nelson, who runs that food bank program. A fantastic woman there. Really hard worker. So as far as what we accomplished, one of the things I wanted to do is, I know, based from just listening to people, a lot of people were not coming to the organization the way they were coming to before. It was the idea, the thought was, that the Jamaica Association was a place, a party place, right? I wanted to make sure that people understand. Yes, we have a good time there.
Yeah.
But there's much more to the Jamaican community than just being a part of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of professionals, people with money in this community that they don't come to the organization for one reason or the other. So the idea was to create an environment, to create different programs, to create different events, to attract people. Because the second goal, which I have, which we started, was that we need to buy a building. Mm-hmm. We're paying over $5,000 a month for rent. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. And we've been in that location for 30 years. Now, I'm not here to look in the past.
Yeah.
Why the questions people ask, how come we haven't had a building? But you have to be in that situation to know. What I know is that before I leave this mandate, that that definitely we want to make sure that we either have acquired that building or taken the steps. Mm-hmm. And you know, thankfully, I created the building fund community in 2 months, June, and we're already at $5,000, and the momentum is growing. And so, as far as I created a new organizational structure so that we can delegate different responsibilities to people. You know, rather than having just a central core of people doing everything, we wanted to make sure that the board, which is 9 strong, that everybody had an opportunity to have a role, a responsibility, and have a say in what we do. You know, I try to create an environment where it's extremely democratic. Of course, as a president, you know, it is my job, my role, and my responsibility to make that decision, the tough decision when need to. But we're really 9 strong, and we're really a team, so we preach that. So, so far, so good. You know, I've accomplished in the first 2 years. The idea was to break everything down and rebuild. It's to build structure and build culture. Mm-hmm. And the culture has got to be one of respect, one of teamwork. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'll tell you straight up that we did was institute a non-disclosure. Mm-hmm. You know, I know one of the things that impacted our community was the chatter that was going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of gossip chatter, and a lot of it was incorrect.
Yeah.
So we deal with things inside. Whatever disagreements, whatever were hard conversations we have, we keep those inside. The people need to see a united front. And I can guarantee over the last 2 years, I'm not sure you don't hear anything. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not that we don't, because we're debating. And I encourage that. Mm-hmm. Because when people are giving their opinion and people are participating, you see it. And the impact of the organization is great. The membership is growing. When you come into the organization, first thing we did, we totally renovated. So new paint, we renovated the office, it looks like a completely different building. So when you come into the organization, I want you to feel different. I want you to feel that we're moving the organization in. So, I've accomplished, but 2 years is just not enough time. So looking forward to get another 2-year mandate. I'm not sure if I'll stay on for the third, because part of the other thing I want to do is create a contingency plan where that anybody can step into the organization and run it. You know, I create a lot of processes, standard operation procedures, SOPs, where that the organization should be able to run itself. It's a big different dynamic running a nonprofit or running a company I work for as a director there. It's totally 2 different dynamic. You're getting volunteers who are voted. You don't get to select who you are. The people decide. So you have to work with what you have. So it's very important. If you get 9 people on the board, and 3 of them just want to be on the board because they want to sit on the board, we have a problem. So the process supposed to be there. That even if the 3 people them don't want to work, and them can't work, organization can't work. So we want to build the organization so when we move on, in the spirit of Mr. Alexander, that when we leave the office, that the organization must do even in a position to continue and to do better than it was before. That is my vision.
Well, the vision, I like it. Because, you know, in an organization like the Jamaica Association, I mean, you know when one leader step aside, everything just fall. You know, even the blind man supposed to go in and
keep it going. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're leading an organization and one day you get sick or don't forget, we don't get paid for this.
Yeah.
We don't get paid for the job. It's a volunteering. Mm-hmm. At any time, things could change in your life.
Yeah.
Well, the organization must be in a place. So two things where it continue to run. And this is why we're creating different dynamics. And I'll tell you some of the things later that we've done that we want to create new revenue streams.
Mm-hmm.
80% of our revenue is government funding. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. If you're thinking in business, because if the government fund were to dry up tomorrow, we're in a problem. You know? So the idea is if we can create enough revenue streams that we can at some point become self-sufficient and the government funding, what I'm calling Jamaica does, gravy, we're blessed. So hopefully I might not see it true, like Martin Luther King. I might not get to the mountaintop. You understand the message, brother?
Yeah.
But hopefully the next leader will take it and go to the next. So, Bill, where are Bill?
All right. No, well, you touch on the building fund that I kind of like. So it's something that piqued my curiosity. That is something that a lot of people would like to see. But tell us some of the transparency that you guys implement. Where this fund is concerned. How anybody want to know about the fund?
Like, yeah.
You know, let us know some of the things put in place.
Very important. So as we says, right now we have about $5,000. What we're doing is we're creating that account that the money goes into is going to be in a trust fund. So that if you give $100 towards the building fund today, that money can never be used to pay any other bill in the association, right? Because when you give, you're giving for a specific purpose. And so we wanted to give it in a fund, a trust fund, that for sure that money. So we've already contacted the bank. We're converting the funds in that account into a trust account so that the money cannot be used for anything else. And that's very, very important. At the moment, so we've done two events already. But mostly people just been given. At the moment, specifically now, we can't give. We're working on getting a charity status, so we're able to give your receipt. As you guys know, the foundation, you know, there were some delays in terms of getting back the charity for be able to issue receipts through the foundation. So we're working on getting that. But I think people realize they want to be a part of something. And being a part of that, being that, getting that billing, I think is great. One of the things I want is legacy. I want to be a part of that legacy. I want to be able to say that I was a part, not the one, but I was a part of. When I drive down in my old age, well, I feel good. Again, remember saying, no, we don't get paid.
Yeah, man.
So it's intrinsic values.
Yeah.
That's how we are rewarded. The fact that we can do something we're proud of, and as I said in my tribute to Mr. Alexander, it's not just about this generation, but the generations to come.
Yeah.
30 years ago, Mr. Star come to the association, and we never won the building. But I like to make sure so the next 30 years, we don't have them conversation.
Yeah.
And being a former real estate agent, and now a financial advisor, you know, I have the appetite for that. So that's the transparency, is that the fund that's given, it's in a trust account that can never be used
for anything
except to buy a building. That's
okay. Well, that sounds good. We like what I go on the song.
Yeah.
I want to big up to what's your name?
Sharon. So remember those before we do that.
Yeah.
I want to big up the entire board.
Yeah.
So we have Sharon is the first vice president. She's the director of program and service. Mm-hmm. We have Melrose, who took over the role as the treasurer from Mr. Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a fantastic job. You know, if you come in any element,
what's
Melrose Christopher. Wally's sister, you know Wally.
Okay. Yeah.
A black crowd, whatever.
Yeah.
If you come in at the members meeting and you see the reports that she's showing, ridiculous. It's just everything. It's completely transparent though it is. And at any time, guys can come and ask for a meeting. We have office hours. I establish office hours every Monday from 7 to 10, so people can come. We have the second vice president, AT. He's the director of operations, so he makes sure everything the association is functioning. We have Keisha, who's our secretary. You guys know Keisha, Conroy, right? Keisha Barnes, she's our secretary. Mm-hmm. And then we have some directors. So we have Yuta Lynch. We have Brian Cutler, who's a party director. We have Clyde Williams. I just appointed a couple months, 2-3 months ago, Ingrid Barrett. I don't think I'm missing. So we're nine strong. So whatever you see coming out of the organization, I don't think I believe I missed anyone. It's not just myself. It's an entire teamwork.
So everybody playing their part.
Everybody's playing their part.
Okay. Now, you know, earlier on, I heard you say that, that you know, you lean on, you know, when you say, when, I mean, you lean on Mr. Noel Alexander. One of the reasons I'm giving some great advice and things like that. Now, after Mr. Noel Alexander, there was Michael Smith.
Yeah.
So what's the relation like with Michael? Is Michael right. there giving you some guidance?
No. So, you know, when Michael left the organization, there was a misunderstanding.
Okay.
At that time, I had called a strategic meeting with the new board, and it wasn't meant as any disrespect. But I think the proper protocol should have been to invite him to that meeting. But you know, my understanding of how the board was that when the new board is elected, you know, I didn't want that. I felt I needed to address them to let them know who I am. As a person with my leadership style, get to know him a little bit. So there was a misunderstanding. And so at this time, you know, we're still trying to build back that relationship in the organization. It's been strained. There's no question about that. But, you know, we're open to a dialogue. What we need more is less divisiveness and more coming together. And the whole foundation... association has become has been an issue. So we have the people who believe that the foundation should be a part of the association, but it's really not. It's a separate entity, and people didn't really understand that. Now when Michael became the president of the foundation, that was kind of clear to everybody, because you know the thought was, or the understanding was, that the members, the board of the foundation was voted on by the members of the association. When you look at the bylaws, it's not really that. So they really can operate independent from. And as a matter of fact, the PSOC, which is a governing body that funds us, wanted to make sure, because we had the board of the association was also the board of the foundation, and that was a conflict of interest. So we had to separate it because it's a separate entity. But we're supposed to be working together. That's really where we are. So. We have some work to do, be honest with you.
Well,
to get
that kind of explain to me, I don't really get it. So the foundation is different from...
Yeah, so the foundation was created during the time of Gilbert, where Mr. Alexander and the team were trying to get grace funds and things to send back to support the people in Jamaica. Remember that?
Yeah.
So the Jamaica Association being a non-profit organization, we don't have a charity status to give receipts, so we needed to create a foundation. They were able to issue receipts for that. So that's really how. So any receipts that we're giving out, were given through the. So it would funnel through the foundation, and the foundation would funnel that back to the association.
Oh.
So that's how that worked. But I think, regardless, you know, of where the relationship goes going forward, the foundation, I think it's important, and we are working on that. That the because of that situation where the foundation is a separate entity. Whatever happens down the line, we have to protect the association. The association is a big organization, so we need to get that charity status so that we can issue receipts
for people who want
to donate to the organization.
So basically, what you're saying to me that no, so Michael is okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But isn't that not supposed to happen, though?
What?
That him have the charter.
Well, it's not him. It's a foundation.
Founders
have the charter.
Oh.
Who's in
charge of the foundation?
Michael is the president of the foundation. Michael is the president, but he also has a board of directors. So it's Michael Smith and the board of directors who represent the foundation. They have that charter. Right now, the charter is not... active because the COVID situation where they had to make the application to renew it, by the time they did it, was too late. And that's the status right now.
Oh.
When they make the charter, what's the address that goes on the charter?
The Association of Montreal, John Talon.
Okay, so this is what we have to do. Mike cannot use your address.
Yeah.
You have to shut him down.
Yeah. Well,
it's not
Right.
Yeah.
So one of the things is that it's a process. So the first thing we're trying to do is to make sure we secure that, that charter, right, mm-hmm. for ourselves. And the foundation has not been active at the association for the last, I'd say, year and a half. So it's, you know, I think everything is a process, and we take it step by step. And one of the things, what I want the community to know that, you know, there is a disconnect now, but it doesn't mean it's not a huge problem. We're still one. We have to come together as one. That's the only way we're going to really ever gonna be able to progress and move forward. But we're focused on the task ahead. Mm-hmm. We're moving forward. Because if we spend too much time on that, mm-hmm. we're not going to get things done. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm all of us.
Yeah. So we're focused on building the organization, and that not stop where. You know, we don't have my understanding that was or understand, obviously, what we all understood how it worked was not really how it is.
Okay.
So, you know, and again, it's important to note that it was mandated by the PSOC that the boards needed to be separate.
All right. Well, you know what? I like how things are progress still based on what you're saying. I like how things are progress. No, I mean, I have a big up, as I say, the young lady again. What's her
Sharon
name?
Sharon Esther.
Sharon, I see she's very active, very especially active. In social media.
Yeah, she's the director. I've appointed her the director of media and communication.
Yeah,
she has a lot of contacts, and she runs the MBA program at Concordia, so she has that experience.
Mm.
And it's important because what I wanted to do, and I said that at my inception, was I wanted to raise the professionalism of the organization so that. The big wigs them want D2B. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that the top corporate companies and the government, they want to deal with us. Right? You know, you come through the 80s and the 90s. You know them time, the Jamaica, the reputation, they got up. Yeah. We are done. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody, Mr. President, Mr. Alexander, he hurt him. You understand what I'm saying? So it took a long time for start building one of the things he did, and he's been mentoring. He says, Mark, you got to get into politics. And that's what he did. He started connecting with Marvin Rotran, started connecting with all the top government bodies, and that's how he was able to bring the organization. Where those government body, those friends that he has, are still supporting the organization. Big up Marvin Rotran, the organization today.
So basically, the vision that Mr. Alexander had, if he didn't move to that calling, maybe the organization wouldn't be around.
I would bet. That if he wasn't as passionate 30 years later in the cause, I would think the organization would not be. That's just my opinion. And he had a great team behind him. But, you know, again, when you sit in the chair of the president, it's a totally different ballgame. Now, remember, I have a full-time job. I got a family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have my financial business. Marika Bacha, he's a gospel singer. He's a churchman. Yeah. I mean, I get paid. The organization, so I get a stipend of $50 for my gas, and I pay my phone for $100.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So my point is to do a job like this,
where
you have board, we have six committees, we have 9 board members, and we didn't even start talking about the social committee. Right now, since June, we've been booked solid almost every week. Have an event Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. We've totally things are doing well. We're doing very, very well.
All right. Well, I'm happy. I'm happy, man. I'm happy to know that things is going
well. Yeah, man. Things are going well.
Especially in this time, it's not easy for any organization to be opening and active.
Yeah, and we never closed down during the COVID. Our staff, we made them work from home, but we continued. We didn't have the social part, but we continued to feed them. We continued to program. Everything went online. And I think that was great. Our members really enjoyed that. Our membership meeting, we went online. We were with the 40, 50 people, you know, which we were at 15, 20 at times, but we really, you know, so it's been a positive, extremely positive experience.
All right. So tell us about the membership now. How is that though? Is it growing?
Well, man, what's growing is we're growing in new membership.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people we're signing up who want to be a part of what we're doing. So I'm very excited about that because that's how you're going to judge the longevity. let's face it, the majority of the membership, we were 60 to 70% of our membership were seniors.
Yeah.
That's the old school.
Yeah.
We wish they didn't have to go, but, you know, unfortunately, one by one, they are. It's not just Mr. President.
Yeah.
We've lost a couple of people over a couple of years, and some of them are into their 80s, their 90s. Mm. And so in order for organization to be sustained with immigration to Quebec from English Caribbean or Jamaica, not coming to Montreal anymore.
Yeah, man, I know.
The government, actually, in one of the meetings, and I confirmed that,
yeah,
the Quebec government, they seek more immigration from the French colonies than English. They're not interested in. So we have to think about what do we do in the next 10 to 20. Exactly. So one of the things I did, and I realized that, so that our community, my Jamaican community, in the next 15, 20, 25, 30 years, we had to have a different vision. So what I did, I called all the Caribbean islands together. So let's form a coalition. Let's come together. So we have at the table Barbados House, Guyana, we have Grenada, we have St. Vincent, we have St. Kitts, all the Caribbean. And we put come together about a year and a half. In fact, the last emancipation event that we had in August was by the coalition. It was a great success. Because at some point, we're going to need to support each other. We're the only ones in the entire Caribbean, in Montreal, that has a building. So the idea is, what is, you can't just think about today, but you got to have a vision for the for tomorrow. Keep coming back for the generations to come. You can't think about Friday night, Saturday night. You got to think about where are we going to be in the 10, 15 years. We established a youth director, and we're reaching out to different youth networks because we realize the population membership in our membership is getting older.
Yeah.
And we have to have a plan so that when I'm not, I mean, then I'm a, justice, we're in our 50s already, not better. Just there, we are tea. Bro! Everybody look at me and say, 53 December. But, so we have to have a contingency plan. So we have to put the organization where we can make sure the Jamaica Association can be around for the next 50 years.
Wow. Listen, I'm not going to touch upon the age thing. I'm not going to scare me, you know, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm not going to scare you. Hey,
yeah.
A long time we're there still, you know?
Yeah, well, they were a long time there,
What you say, Mr. Bob? A long time we're there, you know?
Yo, we're there for a very long time still. But with the association, it's that I always tell you guys, sports is the key. Because we've been preaching about this, I think last time it came that the generation is changing up there. And, you know, we have to get some younger people in there. And they're not just going to come to come and dance, because it's not just dancing or whatever, you know, and creating stuff. I just think that sports is one of the most important thing that you can mingle, you know what I'm saying to you? Because I always say, if we had a team, a Jamaican soccer team up there, you know, then they would travel, and we'll go watch the game, and you know what I'm saying to you? And the kids would come in, and so it would more of a mingling thing. So, you know, I just think that, you know, as you say, you have youth director, but the first thing is to do, so I think you have to start forming some teams. Some soccer teams, all kind of sports teams, you know what I'm saying to you? And then start hooking up in Ottawa and then let the kids them travel, you know what I'm saying to you? And everything goes, you know, if you go to jail, you know, you can't go on that trip. You have to stay home and relax a bit, you know what I'm saying to you? And put some sanctions around those things and create to get a different age. This is stuff that we've been saying for years, you know what I'm saying to you? And the building fund that you guys are doing, I think it's a great idea. But, you know, as again, you say you're transparent. But I like to see that UNICEF thing, you know, where it's climbing. And also, I would suggest that you guys find some, like, you're saving the money, but look for the land. Look for the land. Say, yo, we want to buy that piece of land over there.
So, great point, Justin. So, at our membership meeting last week, we announced that, well, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to buy land.
Mm-hmm.
We've been consulting with the Honorary Consul, George Grant, and he's a current real estate agent. And we came together in a meeting and says, rather than looking for a building to buy the land. So just to let you know, what we're going to be doing, and we're going to be seeking, working with the municipal government to get us a land where we can buy the land and then build. So that was announced on our last membership meeting. So great minds think alike. I want to get back to the sports thing. Because the other thing we were trying to grow is the music department. You know, Jamaica, music is part of our culture.
Yeah.
And me being a musician. But the first 2 years, like I tell you, it's a lot of work. So in order for us to build, we have to make sure the foundation is solid.
True.
It's not an indictment on the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, in order for the vision that God has given me, then when I evaluated the organization, we needed to build a stronger foundation. Mm-hmm. This is why I created a new structure. We've created new committees. We redid the entire organization physically, I can say spiritually, because we wanted to create an environment where everyone can come in and feel good. Do you know there was a lot of women who were complaining that they didn't come back to the organization because they felt sexually harassed every time? So what we did, we created an environment of no harassment. Mm-hmm. Like, you start that, we're putting up stuff in the organization so they can feel comfortable. When you see the female coming now, it's a totally different vibe. Mm-hmm. So to your point, Justin, great point, and one of the reasons I'm taking notes, because I want the community to tell me, what do you want to see? Mm-hmm. The first 2 years, for me, and maybe the new president is going to do the same thing, I had to, there's no indictment on the last mandate, but I felt that I needed to, restructure the foundation. Build a solid foundation, implement proper processes, and now the next 2 years is where, you know, I think I can be seriously judged on my record of what we have established and how we've grown. I've taken a note on the sports team and definitely going to be putting that on the agenda.
I like that.
You know, your agenda, like I say, your agenda for the, like, what part you said earlier on, right? Like, you're setting up, which it takes you 2 years to sort out the stuff which is wrong. You know what I'm saying to you? You're supposed to jump in like on a train, and you know you get to the next stop. So by you organizing it now better to so the next president or whatever comes in is just straight into the thing, because the president association is not a game up there. You know what I'm saying to you? And as I said,